There's a concept in the Gemara called mitzvahs srichas kavana. Mitzvahs require intent. Of course, this actually is a debate in the Talmud, whether mitzvahs srichas kavana, whether mitzvahs require intent. When I do a mitzvah, do I need the requisite, the proper intent when I do the mitzvah? So you mean there's some rabbis who say you don't have to have the right kavana? No, so of course, everyone agrees before you do the mitzvah, you have to have the right kavana. The question is, post facto, I did the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, must I repeat the mitzvah again? So that's it's a legal question. But l'chadchila, of course, one should have kavana. So it's a question, so how do we paskin? So it seems to be a theory in the Rambam, an apparent contradiction in the Rambam, because the Rambam, when it comes to Hilchas Shofar, he writes mitzvah speaks kavana. The Baal Tekiah, the one blowing the shofar, needs kavana. The one listening, it's all about kavana, the Rambam writes. So clearly implying in Hilchas Shofar mitzvah speaks kavana. However, in Hilchas Chametz for Matzah, regarding the mitzvah of Matzah on Leil Pesach, he quotes in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Paskins, Kafa v'achol matzah, someone's for, someone puts a gun to it and says, eat this matzah. So the halacha is that you are yotze your mitzvah. So we see mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. So we see, so there's an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. In Hilchas Shofar, he seems to say mitzvah srichas kavana. And in Hilchas Matzah, Chametz v'Matzah, he says mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. So it's a shiloh, which is the Iker Rambam. So some Achronim learn that the Iker is that the mitzvah is, some hold the Iker is mitzvah sriches kavana. So how do they explain? So there they get into, over here, you're doing, they talk about Rabbeinu Yonah, about the maisa, the maisa itself, that's going, you're shaking when you're eating the matzah, so you're getting hana, so therefore, based it, we say it's good. However, there's a famous answer from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik holds really the Rambam paskins mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. Aye, so why does the Rambam by shofar say you need kavana? So that's the story of Rav Soloveitchik, that the yisod of shofar is a dinis tefila, it's a sa'aka, it's a yom trua. So shofar is an inarticulate cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's tefila without words. So as the Rambam writes, called tefila below kavana, you know, tefila, the Rambam paskens by tefila you need kavana. So shofar is a dinis. So really, mitzvahs ain't striches kavana, but shofar is a din of tefila. How does he know shofar is a din of tefila? He has different rayas. Number one, that's why, because the Gemara says, the shofar has to be kafaf, bent. That's why, like the Gemara in Brachas, when you're davening, you're bent over. Or as well, from a geographical proof, where are we blowing the shofar? If you're svarad or chassidus, even in the silent shmanetzer, you're davening the chassidus. Why are we blowing shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz? Isn't it a hefsek? What are we doing in there? In fact, that's why some say don't do it in the silent Shemoneh Esrei. It's a real hefsek. But what's the pshat? Because no, the fact that we don't shake luv in the middle of Shemoneh is because why shofar is the din of tefillah? And then he shows in the Baal Hamor Shita of Tekiyas de Meyusha, of Tekiyas de Meumah, he claims the Gemara's case was a davin. They did 30 in the Musaf. That was the first time they blew shofar. And then they blew 30 at the end. It was a later institution that they introduced it before Musaf. So, and the brachas weren't instituted until later on when they did it before Musaf. So what did we see? What was the Birkas HaMitzvah? The Shmoneh Esrei served as a Birkas HaMitzvah for the shofar. So we see a direct link in the Baal HaMor between Tefillah and shofar. And we had the famous Gemara of the shofar shopara. We're not allowed to use en kategor nasa sanegor. Aye, but we're not. But the big day zav is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're not blowing shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. To if nimdami, that no, that blowing shofar has the status of being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because by tefillah, you always face wherever you are towards the Makam HaMikdash. And therefore, we see that shofar is a din of tefillah of Nei Hashem Elokech, and therefore we're always considered, anywhere you blow shofar, it's like being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim when you're being mispalo towards, so again, another proof it's a din in tefillah. And as well, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, let's say someone has an option. You're stuck in a town, there's no magzorim, and there's no shofar. So you can't daven, and you can't hear shofar. So what do you do? Let's say one town, has a shofar, what do you do? So the Gemara says, Pshita. Of course, you go to the town with shofar. Why? Because shofar is daraisa. And saying Malchios, Zichronos, and shofar is only Darabanan. Aye, what do you mean? Rashi writes in Parshas Emor that Zichronos, shofaros, Malchios is daraisa saying them. So Rav Salavechik answered that, no, when do we say that they're only Darabanan when you do it, when you're davening without a shofar? But together with the kol shofar raises the zichron trua to a daraisa. So that's how the Rav explains. Really, the Rambam paskins mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. However, when it comes to shofar, shofar is a din of tefillah, and as always, tefillah requires kavana, and that's why mitzvahs tzrichas kavana by shofar, just like by tefillah, you need a ben shofar. We do it in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the Baal HaMor, that was the Birkas HaMitzvah, the blessings of the Shmoneh Esrei, blowing shofar, even in Chutzar, it's called Nimdami, it's like davening, it's like facing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as well, we see when Zichron Trua, when the Malchios, Zichron and Shofar, together with the Kol Shofar, that raises it to a Din Daraisa. And that's where Rav Salavechik explained that according to the Yushalmi, Yom Chua and Zichron Chua, talking about 2 days of the week, Yom Chua during the week, Zichron Chua on Shabbos. However, according to the Bavli, they both apply to Shabbos. So according to the Rav Salavechik, two aspects of the mitzvah shofar. There's the Yom Chua, the Maisa mitzvah, the blowing of the shofar. However, like other mitzvahs, that's it, you shake the lulav, that's it. But it's not enough by shofar. You need a zikron trua. You have to have the impact of the shofar, hearing the shofar to do a self-examination and do tshuva. But the Rambam says, you know, to wake us up from our slumber and to do tshuva. That's the pshat in the Rambam, that why by Hilcha shofar, he says you need kavana, because shofar is a din in tefillah, and as the Rambam writes, called tefillah below kavana in a tefillah.